views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor and read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yes. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. This is the Tokens Radio Show where we talk about all things Bitcoin, crypto, blockchain, and Web3. Thank you for joining us today. My name's Christy Matthews.
And I'm Linda Kent.
And we've got Liam in the booth. How you doing, Liam?
I'm doing great.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. It's 3 p.m.
It's 3 p.m.
Technically.
I know. He's having a hard time with the time.
I'm really, really struggling.
Yeah. It messes with a lot of people. It
when
really
are we gonna
does.
Get, when are we going to get rid of it?
We you were know? Supposed to have gotten to. Rid of it, but it's
so.
Still here.
So, yeah.
Well, he's like, aren't you guys done yet in there?
We'll be.
It should be time to be going home.
Exactly. We'll be complaining in the spring again.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you here. You can always find our archive shows at KCNR1460.com, and you can connect with us at Tokens Radio Show on Twitter. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you want to chat with us, and the chat room's open at KCNR1460.com. Well, it was a heavy week in the news, again.
Again.
Oh, my
again,
gosh, a lot's been going again. On. And we'll get to that after crypto speak, and then we're going to chat about how the current Bitcoin scams are working now. There's quite a few out there. And if we have time, we'll talk more about Bitcoin and how it's more than just a currency. Currently, Bitcoin's at 21,188, Ethereum 1609, XRP is at 48 cents, and XLM, 11 cents.
So Bitcoin went up a little bit. A
little bit. It's doing pretty good. Luke Gibson of Gibson Appraisal sponsors this portion of the show. In a changing real estate market, you can't take a chance of getting the wrong valuation. Serving Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties, for prompt and accurate appraisals, contact Luke at 530-221-0154. That's 530-221-0154.
And once again, he's a great guy. I mean, I'm going to have to change my spiel on him, but he is a really good guy, and he's local and just very trustworthy.
Yeah.
He'll be good and honest with you.
Yes.
And that's very important these
days.
Yes,
it is.
And it's local businesses. We like local.
Yes. So what's our crypto speak this week?
Well, it is distributed system. At a basic level, a distributed system is a collection of computers that work together to form a single computer for the end user. Okay. All these distributed machines have one shared state and operate concurrently. They are able to fail independently without damaging the whole system, much like microservices.
Interdependent. Yeah.
Autonomous computers are linked by a network to share information, communicate, and exchange information easily. Distributed systems must have a shared network to connect their components, which could be connected using an IP address or even physical cables.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think this was very important, too, because a lot of times, well, I didn't really understand it till I started doing some research on it, but a lot of times in businesses or even like local elections and stuff, people say, oh, no, they can't be connected, and, you know, and there's certain things that go on which they have to be connected.
Right. Right.
And certain, if you have this and you have that, then it's got to be
then
this.
It's connected.
Yeah. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder how many people realize that. And also that if one part of it goes down, it doesn't necessarily corrupt the whole system.
Right.
There is protection in there.
Yes. So we won't talk about our election officials here in town about these computers not connected that are connected.
Yeah.
But
no, we won't.
Different show,
right.
Different story.
But anyway, distributed systems.
Yeah. Good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, a lot's been going on in the news, and in case you haven't been paying attention, expect to pay a bit more for your goods and services. The Fed had increased interest rates on Wednesday by 0.75%, and it's the fourth time to slow persistently high inflation. You know, they might as well just go at it and do a Paul Volcker and increase it like 10%.
And just get like over back in the day.
Pull the Band-Aid off and get it done. So this is going to increase the interest rates to 3.75 to 4%, up from 3 to 3.25%. And it's the highest rates that we've paid since January 2008. And to add misery to the statement, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell stated in a post-announcement press conference he didn't think the Fed has been overly aggressive in its rate adjustment. I don't think he has been either, but it's going to take some time for inflation to come down. If he keeps doing it the way he's doing it, that's true. On the concern that high interest rates will downshift the economy into recession, count on it.
Yeah.
Powell has said high inflation is worse than a recession. It's coming. It's here. We have already been in a recession. It's just they have been trying to redefine and rewrite history on what a recession
really is. They're
redefining
a lot of things. Yeah, yes. Exactly what it is.
So that's that.
Right. Okay, this comes from TradingView. Rate hike hell. It seems to be in full swing, isn't that the
worldwide
truth? Yeah, the UK's central bank rising interest rates by the largest amount we've seen in decades. I know that even here, it may not be the largest, but we're going at a rapid pace there.
It needs to go faster.
Yeah. The Bank of England has raised interest rates by 75 basis points in the largest rate hike since 1989. Mm-hmm. It is also the eighth consecutive time that the interest rates have been raised. With the prospect of recession becoming extremely likely, borrowing costs have also reached the highest level seen in the UK since 2008, with the Bank of England saying the economic outlook was very challenging. UK inflation levels were at a 40-year high at 10.1% in September, with the economic growth slowing significantly.
Well, this is two examples of how non-recession is definitely leading to recession.
And the high interest rates are, it's climbing.
Yep.
For anything that you want out there. Homes, I don't know what they are now, but a couple of weeks ago I had a guy tell me that they were about 8% for borrowing from bank here.
Yeah.
So.
They're getting quite high.
But if we remember back to Jimmy Carter days, what we were
1985.
Like, 18-20%.
Yep.
So.
So this next story is a bit startling. This was from the Epoch Times. A Florida-based hedge fund, Elliott Management, recently warned clients in a letter obtained by media outlets that the world is on a path to hyperinflation, say it's not so, and a financial crisis so severe that it could even lead to societal collapse. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Elliott, which is one of the world's biggest hedge funds with some $56 billion in assets under management, warned of frightening and seriously negative possibilities on the horizon while putting much of the blame for the looming crisis on ultra-loose central bank policies. The letter said that the central bankers had been dishonest about the causes of high inflation.
No, say it. So.
Now gripping many countries when policymakers blamed price spikes on supply chain dislocations rather than the pandemic-era flood of easy money, which is really what the problem was.
The printing of money and flooding the markets.
reinforcing the view that the current bout of inflation wasn't a supply-side phenomenon. A team of economists found in a recent study that around 60% of inflation in the United States was caused by a stimulus-fueled surge in demand through supply chain bottlenecks, making it worse. While noting that it's not a foregone conclusion, the hedge fund warned that the world is on the road to hyperinflation, which can result in global societal collapse, as mentioned earlier, or international strife. If you're watching the news, you're hearing about the big five countries not warring with each other.
Right, yeah.
Elliott also warned of more big drops in major stock markets and the possibility of a serious adverse unwind of the everything bubble. Elliott joins other prominent voices who have warned that the global economy is headed for a worse outcome than the Wall Street consensus view for a period of sluggish growth followed by a relatively short and shallow recession.
I'll have to agree with that. I think it's going to be a lot worse than what they want people to know with Wall Street.
You know, and I thought it was important to leave most of this article intact because it had such powerful statements in here, which we've been talking about for weeks on how to prepare for a slowing economy and to be prepared for this because, you know, it's all been predicted for a very long time. We're probably going to be experiencing something we have not experienced in our lifetime. I hope that's not true, but I'd rather be prepared for it.
Right, and I think you're right. This is something that is kind of the first time anything like this has kind of been where we're at.
Yes.
The way everything's getting set up, what all's going on, not just here, but globally, like we've talked before, you know, unfortunately.
Yes.
It doesn't look that
it's
good.
It's a sovereign debt crisis. It's worldwide. It's a big deal.
Okay. So the next one comes from Ambin Crypto. Researchers from the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute published a paper where their research found that 97.7% of tokens launched on the decentralized crypto exchange Uniswap turned out to be rug pulls.
Hmm. That's quite a large number.
That's a big number. When you stop and think about it. What's that leave?
Almost 100% of them.
Yeah. 2.3.
Yeah.
That's not.
Right.
It was found that 90% of the tokens using locking contracts tend to become a rug pull or a malicious token eventually. Hmm. The team of researchers claimed to have added transactional data from over 20,000 more tokens, manually analyzed the data, and created a machine learning method that could detect potential rug pulls with 99% accuracy. This meant that of the nearly 27,000 tokens, and I did say that, 27,000 tokens that were analyzed, only 631 were found to be non-malicious.
Wow.
That's
staggering.
Yeah, that's like a drop in the bucket. You know, a little ding.
Yeah. Were you going to finish?
I'll finish.
We can go on to the next
one. However, the crypto community was divided over this research. Many believe this would lead to even worse losses, while some believe that the research had used the term rug pull too liberally. Mm-hmm. The bottom line, do your own research. And we tell people over and over. And it's not that we're trying to be mean, but this is very important to do your own research.
Right.
Unless you have the money to lose on speculative projects, or recommendations is to invest in projects that have longevity and a good reputation.
Absolutely. Especially in this type of a market. Especially.
Yeah.
It's the flight to safety. And in crypto, what is safety? Bitcoin's been around for, you know, 12, 13 years. That's probably as safe as we're going to get.
Yes. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, this next article is from TradingView. Pledge allegiance to the chief twit.
Now, that's an open statement there. I mean, I could do a lot with that, but I won't.
The craziness that was the Twitter Elon deal may have drawn to a close. Change is happening at Twitter HQ, and some of it points to a bullish future for crypto. Binance's CEO has confirmed the exchange of an equity investor in the buyout of Twitter, contributing $500 million to the $44 billion deal. Binance is creating a new team to help Elon Musk incorporate blockchain technology into Twitter's refreshed business model. The social platform had already begun to explore ways to incorporate crypto under former CEO Jack Dorsey, but this team will step it up and explore ways to use on-chain solutions to address issues like bots. BNB's native token had its best week since August 1st. Meanwhile, Twitter followed through with their plan to fire half of their employees on Friday. The new former employees were stunned by the pruning.
Yeah, they were not happy, the ones that lost their jobs.
But you know, if they charge $8 for the blue checks,
yeah,
that's $8 per bot. So whomever's paying for them, if, like, you know, the government is paying for them.
I like that.
And if that's $8 a bot.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this works out.
Interesting stuff. I know a lot of people, me included, I haven't actually gone back onto Twitter, but I think I'm going to.
It's been a good time.
I heard that it's a roaring good time on there. All right. This comes from the Denarian. Binance, the largest crypto exchange platform by volume in the world, is reportedly looking into benefits of acquiring banks.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of interesting.
Right.
They are weighing the pros and cons of purchasing banking institutions as traditional finance becomes increasingly interconnected with digital asset industry. The Binance CEO says that the firm is planning on bridging the gap between digital currency and traditional finance. What they have found is when banks work with them, they drive so many users to back to the bank, so the bank's valuation comes up exponentially. It makes sense to invest in them so that they can recapture some of the equity upsides.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense when you look at what they're doing with Twitter. And also trying to get into the banks, it's a significant move, and it just goes to show how the industry is maturing. So let's see, and then this next one is, what are the top 7 crypto ISO 20022
yes.
compliant cryptos? And why we're talking about this right now is that ISO 20022 is going to be the financial rails for settlements, worldwide settlements. So when you make a purchase online and there's a settlement process that goes on with SWIFT right now, and it can take some time before the end user actually receives their money,
right,
because of all of the exchange process, ISO 20022 system is going to make this seamless and instantaneous. So,
and it should be coming into play here pretty soon, if I understand correctly.
It is. So these ISO 20022 cryptocurrencies will also form the backbone of the new financial system that is expected to come into operation now in November 2022 and is anticipated to be fully integrated by all participating members by November 2025. So
2025, and that's not that long, really, when you stop and think about it in the grand scheme of things.
Our FedNow coin will be coming out next year. I think it's in the spring. So the first token up is Quant. That's QNT, and this is the first project to solve the interoperability problem through the creation of the first blockchain operating system. It will be a key component of the interconnectivity of all of the ISO 20022 crypto projects.
Wow. That's huge.
Yes.
All right. One of the next ones is Ripple. Ripple is a global payments network. The purpose of XRP, which is Ripple, is to serve as an intermediate mechanism of exchange between two currencies or networks, acting as a temporary settlement layer denomination. XRP is a digital currency and acts as a bridge currency to all other currencies, primarily for the cross-border and international transfers.
And Stellar XLM, you know, we talked about XRP being 48 cents. This is why we're reporting on these particular tokens.
Right.
Stellar XLM, which was at 11 cents, Stellar links individual banks, individuals, banks, and payment processors and offers its users the ability to create, send, and trade multiple types of crypto swiftly and at a minimal cost. The Stellar protocol works by converting the transaction first into XLM and then into the requested currency. So this is just done seamlessly on the chain.
Right. The next one is Hedra.
Hedera.
Hedera. Uh-huh. H-B-A-R. Hedera is the most used sustainable enterprise-grade public network for the decentralized economy that allows individuals and businesses to create powerful decentralized application, DApps. It allows, how'd you say it?
Hedera.
Hedera to process more transactions more cheaply than existing blockchains. Hedera Hashgraph is the first interaction of the algorithm that is used in a public network. I'll get it out, yeah.
That's huge because it is enterprise grade. And it allows the processing much cheaper than any of the other blockchains that we've talked about. And if you haven't looked into Hedera, that's not financial advice, but any of these tokens that we're talking about, you might consider taking a look at them and see if that might be something that fits into your portfolio. Just saying.
Yeah, you never know.
The next one is IOTA. And the call signals or call letters are MIOTA, M-I-O-T-A. OTA is a distributed ledger with one big difference. It isn't actually a blockchain. Instead, its technology is known as a Tangle, which is a system of nodes that confirms transactions. Its consensus algorithm requires users to validate two transactions in order to complete their own IOTA transactions.
So there's two involved in that.
Mm-hmm. With this new form of consensus algorithm, there are no miners or validators, no blocks, and no transaction fees. This allows the crypto to overcome cost and scalability issues of blockchain, according to the IOTA website. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I wonder how much more secure it is, mm-hmm. is one of the things. All right. The next one is XDC Network. Call letters, as you want to put it, XDC. The XDC Network, formerly XFIN Network, is a POS, enterprise-grade, hybrid blockchain equipped with public and private states and smart contracts. It was primarily created for the multinational businesses, cross-border payments, and finance. The system allows for near zero gas fees and over 2,000 transactions per second, TPS. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty fast.
It is fast. And the last one out of the seven ISO 20022 tokens is Algorand. It's Algorand is considered both a digital currency and a blockchain platform. This project has also been labeled the Ethereum killer, as it can host other cryptocurrencies and blockchain-based projects like Ethereum. Its platform is designed to process high-volume transactions quickly, similar to popular payment processors like MasterCard and Visa. So this is shaping up to be our new financial payment processing system worldwide.
Wow.
And there are other countries that are already using Ripple and XRP. This is just something that we're working through here in the United States, as we well know about the big SEC ongoing case between Ripple.
Right. And this is something we've been reporting on for a while, that it was coming, and it's looking more so that it's going to be pretty soon. And I guess with that, we are going to take a break and continue this conversation. Or actually, we're going to talk about some other stuff on the other side of the break.
Yeah, some scams in Bitcoin.
Yeah, what's going on with that, the scammers out there. You are listening to the Tokens Radio Show here on KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And we'll see you in 3 minutes.
remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The new 32 Below ice cream shop realizes that ice cream is more than just ice cream. Remember when you got good grades and mom would say, "All right, we're going to ice cream." Remember when the team won? It was like, "We're all going to ice cream." How about an ice cream date with the one you love? Yeah, ice cream is definitely more than just ice cream. It's a celebration. But guess what? You don't need a reason to go out for ice cream. You just need a cool place that's open every day of the week. That place is 32 Below Ice Cream Shop on Caterpillar Road, right next to Dill's Deli. 24 flavors of ice cream, shakes, malts, or soda floats, cookie sundaes, brownie sundaes, or the classic banana split. At 32 Below Ice Cream Shop, we believe life is a celebration, and anytime is a good time for ice cream. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop at 5136 Caterpillar Road next to Dill's Deli. Open Monday through Saturday, noon to 9, Sunday, noon to 7. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop. Anytime is a good time for ice cream.
Tokens Radio Show has partnered with Swan Bitcoin. We are Swan Bitcoin customers and chose them because Swan is, well, easy to work with and inexpensive. Set up a Bitcoin savings plan and never miss out on the dips. It's perfect for both new and experienced Bitcoiners. Get the free book, Inventing Bitcoin, the technology behind the first truly scarce and decentralized money, and earn $10 of Bitcoin when you use our affiliate link, swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow. That's swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow.
She broke down, let me in. Made me see where I've been.
And welcome back. If you want to call in, the phone number here is 530-605-4567. And before we went to break, we were just wrapping up the news, and now I think we're going to talk a little bit about what are common scams in Bitcoin. You know, a lot of people look at Bitcoin as a scam.
Yes,
you know, they really
right.
do. A Ponzi
scheme. They don't understand it.
Yeah,
right.
Because they don't understand everything that's going on with it and how it all works. But just like in any world, there's those people out there that are scammers, and they're always looking a way to get other people. So we thought we should go over some of that in regards to Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, since Bitcoin's a newish technology with irreversible transactions, it's an attractive track for scams. And if you withdraw Bitcoin from your custodial account, the only place you should be withdrawing it to is an account at a reputable exchange or your own Bitcoin wallet, mobile, computer, or hardware wallet. And if you've been given a Bitcoin address and told to send Bitcoin there by another person or company for any reason at all, you should assume that it is a scam until proven otherwise. So here's a few of the popular scams.
Number one is impersonation giveaway scams. You know, it's one of those things, like they say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But some of the scammers, with all things, will impersonate a celebrity or notable person and announce that they're giving away Bitcoin for free as long as you send them some Bitcoin first. That should be your first clue with that. All right. And sometimes the scammers will usually promise to send back double or triple what you send them. Although especially prominent in Twitter, that's kind of changed. This scam has also appeared on other platforms. And you see that with a lot of different things. They'll say, well, if you send us this, then your rate of return is going to be this. But you have to send it to us first or give us your banking information or your address.
Yes.
So
you don't give away any of that information.
Right.
So how do you avoid giveaway scams?
Well, never send Bitcoin to anyone who you don't personally know.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Your friend's account may be hacked to appear to promote a giveaway. You probably should check with somebody if they're saying, hey, you know, send it over here. I'll give it away to me.
Can you imagine that, Chi?
Yeah. Make sure you verify any Bitcoin sent with a face-to-face conversation. Yeah, most probably to start with, too, till you get the hang of it.
Right.
Assume that any time a celebrity is offering to give away free cryptocurrency on social media, it's a scam.
There is nothing for free.
Yeah. That's for sure. Double check the user's name of a suspected scam account and compare that to the username of the celebrity's real account. And you'll find that, like, in again, with a lot of things like PayPal or things like that, they'll send you an email.
Right.
I get them all the time that says, oh, your account's been locked or it's compromised. Or, and if you look at the address, it's just not quite
You have
right.
to look at the URL.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's a good example. It might be like paypal.xyz.com or something like that. It's just not making sense. It's not an accurate URL. And the impersonation thing on Twitter, Elon Musk is being impersonated quite a bit.
And oh, I bet.
So
yeah.
Valerie Bertinelli, of all people, changed her name to Elon Musk. But you looked at her handle, and it said, at Wolfie's mom. So I'm going, oh, wait a minute. But Elon Musk is very clear. His is at Elon Musk. But if you go through Twitter, you'll see many people impersonating a famous person. And to what end?
Right.
Right.
And back to like PayPal or things like that, or if you're not sure, there's been times I will look up a company's phone number or a person's phone number or whatever it is and actually call them and say, hey, I've got this email and I'm looking at it and it's stating this. And most of the time they'll say, that's not us.
Right. Yeah. They're usually, you know, if it's a bank, it's usually that bank's name.com.
Right.
And never click on their links. Never, ever, ever click on their links. Open up another browser, another tab, and then do your search there.
Right. And then to end that part of it out, anyone that asks you to wire dollars or send Bitcoin somewhere should be assumed to be a scammer until proven otherwise.
That's always a good point. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So phishing scams, that's a biggie. So be cautious of unsolicited emails like we were just talking about that look like it's from your bank, a Bitcoin exchange, or a wallet provider. The email contains a link that takes you to a site that looks almost identical to the exchange or wallet you usually use but is actually a scam site. So how do you avoid these phishing scams? Always double-check the URLs, like Linda was saying, to make sure you're visiting a genuine website. Before checking an email link, use your right-click to copy the URL and paste it into a separate notepad to double-check that it goes to the right place. So you can put it in a notepad, copy it, and then put it up into a new tab. Never type in your seed words or private keys anywhere
online.
Use password managers such as LastPass or 1Password, which will not autofill your password into scam websites like Google will.
Right.
Never disclose your passwords to anyone. Gosh, there seems to be a running theme here.
Right.
Be especially cautious of emails that have a sense of urgency or tell you that your account's compromised. They always do that. We get texted all the time that says, hey, you've been hacked, your Amazon account's been shut down, and it's never happened.
Yeah, and they make it sound that you need to, emergency, that you got to do it right now or else.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And if you believe that you clicked on a phishing link, immediately change your email password and any passwords on financial accounts. I mean, do not wait, do not think about it, just go and do it.
That's a good thing to let people know about. That's for sure. All right. So social engineering, impersonator, scams. Mm-hmm. You may befriend someone online who will try to convince you to open a new Bitcoin exchange account or send Bitcoin to an address. They can often make emotional appeals either to their own needs. I'm living in poverty. You get them on your phone, too. Right. Promises to make you more money, like we talked about earlier. Just send me this, and your rate of return will be this, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll only take a few months, and you'll double your money, you know.
Right.
Or threats of blackmail or compromising. That's one thing I guess they're doing now. They're starting to say, I have pictures of you and your family, or things like that, and try to blackmail you into doing stuff.
Or send you a virus.
You must liquidate your bank account and send your funds to this address to avoid the loss of your funds.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes impersonators will pretend to be officials, such as government. This is always good. Like the FBI, IRS, the police, bank officials, your bank account manager, or someone helping you with your computer, claiming to be from Microsoft, for example. They may claim that your funds are at risk and you have to move them to avoid the loss. And they play on that. And just so people know, like the IRS and the police, they're not supposed to call you. The IRS doesn't call you
right. And
say, I'm the IRS and, you know, send me your money.
Right.
Now, they'll send you nasty grams in the mail and tell you to
right. Send
your money.
They'll send you two letters.
Yeah, yeah, something right. Like that. So,
And you don't want to ever send wired dollars or Bitcoin anywhere, okay, unless you know exactly to whom and for what purpose you're sending that.
Yeah, exactly. Know exactly what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Don't take it for granted. Don't let them scare you into it.
Yeah, so, and how do you avoid those social engineering scams? You know,
never take instructions to wire money or send Bitcoin from anyone over the phone or email.
Mm-hmm.
Your bank will never tell you to wire money somewhere else.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Never follow any instructions that pop up on your computer, such as instructions that indicate that your computer has been infected by a virus. If you receive a call from someone claiming to be from your bank or other trusted party, go to the official website for that company, find their phone number, and call them back.
Just like you said, you did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do that a lot. And one thing nice about a small town and stuff, and if you bank
right. And
go to the same branch, I know the people. So,
right. Like
the manager, Rhonda, will call and say, hey, this is Rhonda. Well, the scammer's probably not going to know.
Right.
Who I deal with. So that helps too. And you know their voice when it comes to the bank. Do not reveal any information over the phone to anyone who contacts you whom you do not know. Do not send Bitcoin to anyone you meet online who is threatening you or promising you returns. Again, consult with trusted friends and family before sending your Bitcoin to others. you do not know and trust. Be aware of anyone asking you to divulge personal or financial information online, even those claiming to be authoritative figures.
Do you know that this is one of the this type of thing is one of the number one scams that are affecting seniors?
I was just thinking that as we're going through this, and it happens a lot, and they do a lot over the phone with the seniors because they'll say, "Oh yeah, Grandma, this is Linda, and I'm stuck in the Mexico prison, and I need you to mortgage the house to get me out."
Right,
and things like that.
And then Grandma's sitting there going, "Gosh, is that long lost Linda? I haven't seen her in years. Oh my gosh, dear!" And somehow the scammer linked up the names. This happened to my folks a couple of times when they were getting calls and say, "This is your grandson," and my folks thought for sure it was your long lost grandson.
Oh no!
Yeah, many times. Although we put a kibosh to that, they never got burned, but. They always mention that this had happened, so it does happen quite a bit.
Yeah, and it makes it bad because, of course, they're taking advantage of them, but sometimes it runs into quite a bit of money.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, and sometimes the bank will work with the elderly and sometimes, or anybody, but.
Right.
So.
Well, the next one is malware scams. Rather than stealing credit card and bank account details, Bitcoin-related malware is designed to get access to your web wallet and take your funds, monitor your clipboard for cryptocurrency addresses, and replace your legitimate address with an address belonging to a scammer, or even infect your computer with a cryptocurrency miner. You know, this is why we just go the extra mile and make sure that we recommend that cryptocurrency transactions are done on a clean device only for cryptocurrency transactions.
Right.
Unless if you're going to have these wallets on a cell phone that you're using all the time, make it a separate wallet away from which you are normally storing off of that system. And so that if you're going to transact for small amounts, small dollar amounts, then if you get hacked, it's not going to be so bad. And
right.
make sure that those passwords and emails are separate.
Yeah, that's for sure. And back to the cell phone, like you say, a lot of people, you know, lose their cell phone, misplace their cell phone, leave it, have to go back for it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So how do you avoid malware scams? Update your antivirus software regularly to protect yourself against malware. Never download and install programs unless you're 100% sure they're from a reputable, legitimate provider.
And that can be hard to figure out, so you need to do some homework sometimes.
Never download anything with the word view in it, such as TeamViewer or UltraView. Now, TeamViewer is one of the biggest known hacks. Somebody says that your computer had been hacked, and they need to get access to your computer so that they can find where the malicious code is in your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get permission to install TeamViewer or UltraView, you're toast. And this software is designed to give hackers complete control over your computer, your finances, and more. Assuming that you have all that information on your computer. And don't open suspicious attachments and be wary of pop-ups with support numbers or emails from seemingly legitimate companies. Always double-check contact information on company websites. You know, this is why if you use a browser named Brave, you can avoid these pop-ups.
Yes,
and
you can.
If you use Malwarebytes as your antivirus and anti-malware software, you pretty much don't see any of that happening. I use Malwarebytes. I use a premium account. And if there's a malicious website, it will pop up a little notification that says that they just blocked it.
You know, speaking of Brave, there's certain websites I have to go to for work and stuff.
Right.
And it will say, it'll block them. And it's funny, some of it is like government websites.
Right.
Brave doesn't like the government website sometimes, so you have to allow them in or whatever. But, yeah, it's kind of funny that the government ones get the big on the computer.
And if their SSL certificates are not updated, you're going to get a stop once you're on the browser and it says, hey, this may not be a safe website to go to.
Exactly. So, all right. So fake exchanges, wallet, trading platforms, and Forex scams. Be wary of fake Bitcoin wallets or exchanges or websites that promise you unusual returns for sending them Bitcoin. You know, we've been over that and over that. And they do that not just with Bitcoin, with a lot of things. You know, give us this.
Right.
Few months, you get that back. Rate of return on your money is 13%. Why not? Anything with the word Forex, it's F-O-R-E-X, on the website is almost certainly a scam. Didn't know that. I don't know if I've ever saw that on. Unless you are a professional day trader and feel comfortable evaluating the authenticity of these platforms, stay away completely. Some will entice users with promotional offers that sound too good to be true. Beware of sites that offer incentives for you to send them your Bitcoin. Bitcoin is finite and fixed in supply, so companies or persons that promise to give you more Bitcoin than you put in should be immediately suspect.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, for sure. Beware of anyone offering bonuses for depositing your Bitcoin. Once they have your money, these platforms might charge ridiculously high fees, make it very difficult to withdraw funds, or simply steal your deposit altogether. Mm-hmm. How to avoid fake exchanges and wallets? Stick with the well-known and popular exchanges and reputable wallets. Thoroughly research an exchange or wallet before creating an account. Who is the team behind the exchange or wallet? Is something you should ask. Where is the company registered? Is probably something you want to find out. Are there reliable reviews from other users confirming its legitimacy? Type this into Google, the name of the company / wallet scam, to see if anyone has reported them for fraudulent behavior. Don't let yourself be pressured into advising funds or providing any personal information. Never download a piece of software just because it appears at the top of a search result. Research it independently. Mm-hmm. Don't randomly pick a wallet from the App Store. Only download apps and software from legitimate wallets and exchange. And you can always ask a friend who's knowledgeable about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. If you don't have a friend like that, then consider us a friend, and you can always drop us a line, give us a call, you know, and we'll help you out. Think twice before sending your Bitcoin to a wallet that is not in your physical possession, phone, computer, or hardware.
Right.
And there's a lot of people. I mean, we have the Bitcoin Center here. There's a lot of people in the Bitcoin world that, if you know them, that they're more than happy to help you.
Oh, absolutely.
And tell you the good ones out there and the ones to stay away from, too.
Yeah, you bet. The next one is cloud mining scams. I think we've pretty much hit the full spectrum here. Cloud mining allows you to mine Bitcoin without having to purchase the expensive hardware required to do so. There are a few legitimate cloud mining services that let users rent server space to mine for coins at a set rate. If you really want to invest in Bitcoin mining, you can research publicly listed Bitcoin mining companies. Most Bitcoin cloud mining services are scams. Some promise astronomical, implausible returns and fail to disclose a range of hidden fees, while others are fronts for Ponzi schemes simply designed to steal your money. So how do you avoid these Bitcoin mining scams? Avoid cloud mining and rent a miner schemes. Don't look into Bitcoin mining at all until you finally understand what Bitcoin is, how it works, how to take your own custody by running your own wallet, and you have installed and are running a Bitcoin full node.
You know,
there is a big deal to mining.
You know, until we started really looking into some of these scams and stuff, I didn't even know about this cloud mining scam.
Right.
I mean, again, if there's stuff out there, there's scammers for everything. I thought, what the heck is that? Until I got to looking at it, and, you know, somebody could get caught in that real easily.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Well, especially now with the state of mining, because of the high hash rate and the difficulty to solve the problems, is that it's costing miners a fortune. And many of them have, they've gone through reserves, they're selling off their Bitcoin just to keep their operations afloat. So this is ripe for a Ponzi scheme, for a scam to offer, hey, you want to go ahead and mine some Bitcoin? We've got some miner space.
Yeah. We got just a ticket for you, you know? Sign up with us.
Yes, indeed.
So we hope that that helps people out there. I know there was some of it that, you know, it's pretty, I mean, you know a lot of that, but there's some things sometimes you got to be reminded of, or you didn't think of, or, you know, different areas to go to get the information to help so you don't become a victim.
Yes, indeed. Well, next Sunday, we're going to be away. Linda and I are going to be at the Pacific Bitcoin event in Los Angeles. And so we're going to be bringing you a recorded show that we did with Jordan Page at Firefly. We did that earlier this week. And Firefly, it's a homeschool education platform built on blockchain technology. Now, for all of you homeschoolers or desire to be into a homeschool looking for educational alternative, this was very interesting.
It's very interesting. And for parents or grandparents or whoever out there that maybe don't have a lot of finances that they can put towards homeschooling, this may be an option to look
Definitely.
Into.
Definitely. So this school offers some alternatives for your loved ones, and you don't want to miss the show. So that will be next Sunday. So we're looking forward to having that play for you, and we're even more excited about coming back and share with you.
I'm sure we're going to have a lot of good things to be sharing with you.
And it's not just – it's not cryptocurrency. It's only Bitcoin. So we're going to be – you know, it's kind of like – if it was food, it would be every kind of food choice, Bitcoin food choice, right?
And we'll have a lot of good information, I'm sure, for you folks out there.
Yeah, so Robert Breedlove will be there, Michael Saylor.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
There's going to be a lot of
Mark
good people.
Mark Moss, yeah. Lynn Alden. It's going to be fabulous. It's I'm very excited about it.
I am, too.
Yeah.
So, and I guess so, then we will see you the week after, everybody. And enjoy your time and enjoy next week's show, even though it's pre-recorded. A lot of good information on there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week, and you can find us on Telegram and Twitter at Tokens Radio Show.
All right. Till next time.
And as a great man once said, the government which governs best governs least. So in this very critical type of property we call money, the most important form of property in the world. This is another way to look at Bitcoin and the importance of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, very simply, is the government that governs least. It just gives you strong property in your money, and that's it.
And there's plenty of room for all. Well, Satoshi Nakamoto, that's a name I love to say. And we don't know much about him, but he came to save the day. When he wrote about the way things are and the way things ought to be, he gave us all a protocol this world had never seen. Oh, Bitcoin, as you're going into the old blockchain. Oh, Bitcoin, I know you're going to rain till everybody knows, till everybody knows your name.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.